Well, it's a big show.
Biggest show coming to town this week, brought to us by the Granada Theater. Go to GranadaTheater.com for their show listings. We have six candidates this week for the biggest show coming to town. We're going to run through the list, and then we'll vote on which we think is the biggest musical or entertainment act rolling through the Metroplex. It's a little weird to do this segment this week, to think about entertainment with what's going on in our state down to the south. But as they say in the world of entertainment, the show must go on.
That's right.
We're coming in here and doing our show every day, and so these musical acts are, as of right now, going to perform, and maybe you make a donation, part of the proceeds to the relief effort, something like that. All right, candidate number one is tonight at the Bass Hall in Fort Worth, Lyle Lovett.
Lit up from Reno, I was trailed by 20 hounds. I didn't get to sleep that night till the morning came around. I set out running, but I take my time. A friend of the devil is a friend of mine. If I get home before daylight, I just might get some sleep tonight.
What do you think Lyle Lovett's net worth is?
$4 million.
Let's say 10.
$25 million.
Whoa. Mm.
According to CelebrityNetWorth.com, the website future billionaires read every day.
I wonder if he got some of that from his divorce from Julia.
That's a good question. Since she was more of the breadwinner, did she have to pay? Or does the woman never have to pay?
I don't know how that works.
I don't think it's that the women never have to pay.
Are you sure?
Yeah. If the woman makes more than the man...
But did you ever hear that he got a settlement from Julia? I never did.
No, the government kept it from me. Gosh, did we meet him while he was married to her or right after?
After, because remember the girlfriend he had with him?
Oh, yeah, she was hot, too.
Yeah, you
she?
Went crazy over her.
Where'd y'all meet him?
She was a brunette with no confidence.
Dude, that's, stop perpetuating that myth.
That is right up your alley.
That is a myth.
You like him with
Myth
no...
Myth Law love it.
You like him with no confidence.
That is so false. I like him smart and experimental.
All right, since we have no opinion,
no,
though,
really,
love it, let's go
really,
to candidate number two, which is Thursday night. At a brand new venue, which is opening in Irving this week, it's grand opening week, for the Pavilion at the Music Factory in Irving. And they've got a lot of big shows coming to town, including Thursday and Friday night to kick things off, Dave Chappelle.
Nobody knows what white people eat. You've been very good at keeping that secret amongst yourselves. I know what you drink. See how quiet I got? Grape juice. Surprise, motherfucker. You didn't know I knew about grape juice, did you? Oh. Don't play dumb with me. Look at what? A lot of black people don't have the privilege of knowing about grape juice because they have grape drink. It's not the same formula that you get. Ain't no vitamins in that. You might have one of your black friends over. Todd, Todd, would you care for a glass of grape juice? What? What the f*** is juice?
I think he's funny.
I think he's funny, too.
He had one of the greatest moments in Saturday Night Live history when he hosted the Saturday after the election. Remember what a great message he had?
Yeah. It was good. I forget what it was. It was a reconciliation of some kind.
Yeah. And then there were a lot of funny skits that he was participating in. You know, black folks watching the election with white folks and... You know, the white folks saying, oh, this is the greatest tragedy in the history of our country. And Dave Chappelle and Chris Rock looking at each other going, really? You haven't heard of slavery? What?
Mark.
What? I'm making the valid point there. Yeah, go ahead and mark it.
Oh, Craig and Jeremy fighting now.
Hey, that place looks awesome, by the way. Just right off of 114. Have you driven by there lately?
I'm sure it's ready.
What is it?
This new Irving facility.
It's called the Pavilion at the Music Factory in Irving. It looks like Starplex, kind of.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it looks cool.
But you don't think it's ready?
I'm just wondering. It just looked like they had a little finish out as of last week. I'm sure it's ready. I'm sure it's good.
It looked like their punch list was a little long over there.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe a few things that aren't operational, but yeah, okay.
Oh, you're going to have to move some sconces.
Maybe. Hope all the lights work.
All right, candidate number three, biggest show coming to town this week, is also at the Music Factory Pavilion in Irving. Saturday night, Brad Paisley.
It's just ski on the weekend.
That's what it's sounding like. Yeah.
Bah.
Still ski on the weekend. Say,
wait, start this song again. Now play Still Ski on the Weekend.
Still Ski on the Weekend.
It's the
weekend.
Same note!
Well, okay.
You can't have the same note in a song,
yes,
can
you? Yes, you can. Both songs are in C. Wow, that's a breaking story.
He's stealing from you, George.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
No, it's a totally different song.
Still Ski on the Weekend.
Man, this dude can play.
Didn't sound too hard there.
I can do that.
No, I don't think you can.
She's a yellow pair of running shoes.
Okay, wait.
Jeans.
Hold on. What's he talking about?
She's a yellow pair of running shoes.
That's what she wears. She's
worst lyric of all time.
No, it's not. I'm talking about take me to what she wears and what she does.
But he didn't say she wears it. Yeah. He says she is.
Well, what does that mean?
You don't have rocks in your head. You can figure out, oh, she wears yellow shoes.
I don't think that's what he means. I think he means it's a metaphor that she's comfortable to it.
She's a warm conversation. Yeah. That I wouldn't miss for nothing. She's a fighter when she's mad.
God, this is terrible.
This is horrible. I don't think he can play guitar now.
Right, keep thinking that.
Did the old Chris Isaac trick there.
So he's married still to Kimberly Williams, who is the star of Father of the Bride.
Yeah, and she photoshopped the word fraud on his cowboy hat.
No, that's Renee Zellweger and Kenny Chesney. But anyway, Brad Paisley is here Saturday.
Welcome to town, Brad. I think you're greatness.
Candidate number four, biggest show coming to town this week, Saturday night as well at Lola's in Fort Worth, MC 900 Foot Jesus.
Can't touch this.
Wrong MC.
Oh.
Let's move
Might
on.
I want to pull that down. Song down there, Jared.
How about that line? He accidentally got
his blank together. That is a weird lyric, isn't it? Not as bad as the yellow shoes, then.
Let's just get away from MC 900 Foot Jesus.
Better Lyle Lovett.
What?
Did you say better than Lyle Lovett?
Whispered better than Lyle Lovett.
I didn't say that. You said that.
Candidate number five, biggest show coming to town this week, Sunday.
And why you hate Lyle Lovett.
At the Music Factory Pavilion in Irving.
Oh, another one.
It's a triple header featuring the Marshall Tucker Band, Larry the Cable Guy, and Jeff Foxworthy.
Yes. If you have a complete set of salad bowls and they all say Cool Whip on the side.
George laughing.
You might be a redneck.
That's funny.
That's funny. I care who you are.
If you take your dog for a walk and you both use the tree at the corner. You might be a redneck. If your wife says she's game and you shoot her, you might be a redneck. If your panty lines can be seen from aerial photographs, you might be a redneck. If you've ever been accused of lying through your tooth, you might be a redneck. If your dog passes gas, and you claim it. You might be a redneck. If you've ever used your ironing
board as a buffet table.
My mother-in-law in New Orleans, by the way.
Is that Larry the Cable Guy laughing in the background?
Nobody knows.
Yeah, it's unclear.
That was pretty funny. He is a tremendous one-trick pony, but it's pretty funny.
Well, I don't think he just does those jokes.
No.
That's like just a small portion of his
That's like Fernando's looks like I got a phone call kind of thing. Everyone waits for it.
But it is, he sounds beaten by doing them. Mm-hmm. That's why he's getting his ridiculous cadence going.
Get her done!
Shut up with that get her done thing.
According to CelebrityNetWorth.com, Jeff Foxworthy, worth $100
million. Oh, yeah. He's done game shows.
Unbelievable. Don't you wish you'd come up with that concept, though?
I did. I actually gave it to him, and I didn't have it in a contract where I got part of it.
It seems like somebody told me that he stole that from somewhere.
Me?
Where? What?
Did he get it from Jerry Clower or Louis Grizzard or somebody like that?
Are you guys not listening to me? He got it from me.
Whatever.
No, you're right. We are not listening to you.
All right, and candidate number six, biggest show coming to town this week, Monday night at the Music Factory Pavilion in Irving, part of their grand opening week. It's Switchfoot and Lifehouse.
Switchfoot.
Yeah, I'm going to get out there with my cameras and
hey,
guitar.
Hey, we got Switchfoot with us in the studio.
Which one is this, Jer?
Come on, man, my
Lifehouse.
Rutabaga Blues.
I'm falling even more in love with you. Letting go.
Had Billboard Magazine's Single of the Year back in 2001. Is that this song?
Probably.
Hanging by a Moment?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah. Come here, this one.
I may get up there and play with him a little bit.
Okay, Switchfoot, just hold on a second.
Are you a blues artist or studio musician? Or
blues artist.
Yeah. Why do you call yourself Switchfoot?
Because at birth, the doctor accidentally switched my feet.
Oh, that may be how you work your pedals or something. What a doctor.
How did that happen?
Switched your feet?
Do you mean he switched your 2 feet and put them on there? Or did he switch your feet with someone else's?
No, like left and right.
My 2 feet. Yeah.
Wow.
Switch from left and right. Oh, country doctor.
Yeah.
Well, since you've been known as Switchfoot.
Switchfoot.
Well, hang with us, Switchfoot, if you'd like to vote.
That's just a nickname, though.
No, just a nickname, right. Yeah, your mom didn't call you that
real
at first.
Real name is Cornbread.
Real name is Cornbread. All right, well, we need to vote. Big
Cancel.
Show coming to town this week. Is it candidate number one tonight at Bass Hall in Fort Worth, Lyle Lovett? Candidate 2, Thursday and Friday at the Music Factory Pavilion in Irving, Dave Chappelle. Candidate 3, Saturday at the Music Factory Pavilion in Irving, Brad Paisley. Candidate 4, Saturday at Lola's in Fort Worth, MC 900 Foot Jesus.
Mm.
Candidate 5, Sunday at the Music Factory Pavilion in Irving, Marshall Tucker Band, Larry the Cable Guy, and Jeff Foxworthy. Or Candidate 6, Monday at the Music Factory in Irving, Switchfoot and Lifehouse, George.
With apologies to Switchfoot, I think I will go with Dave Chappelle.
All right. Who's voting, Gordo or Switchfoot?
I'm voting.
Okay.
What are you talking about? Switchfoot even announced that he was canceled. I'm going to have to go with the offensively but funny named MC 900 Foot Jesus.
Really?
Yes.
I truly hate you.
Why?
That's not the biggest show coming to town.
You're not even trying.
It is the biggest show coming to town. I truly believe
Lola's.
That.
Lola's.
Sean.
Dave Chappelle.
Jer.
I only drink the finest breast milks.
And voting for Fernando, we have Killer.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. I'm siding with my leader, George Dunham.
You can do
going
what?
Going with Dave Chappelle.
There you go.
I also will vote for Dave Chappelle, so 5-1. Friday.
I'm not going to vote against Jesus.
Thursday
dude.
And Friday at the Music Factory Pavilion in Irving, Dave Chappelle.